Support for The Common comes from Davis Malm. Their tax attorneys take the time to understand your unique goals and find the most cost-effective ways to accomplish them, distilling complex tax laws down to clear choices so you can make the best decisions. DavisMalm.com. DavisMalm.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Candace Springer.
Hello.
Assistant Director of WBUR City Space.
That's me.
You're back in the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Candace.
Yes.
It's April.
It's April.
It's getting warmer.
Ish.
I stepped outside.
Uh-huh.
Did not have a jacket on.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's progress.
Yeah. Spring is here.
It's here, but we need a little bit more sun.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. And the only way to get sun is to go outside.
That's right? The way to do
I mean,
it?
Maybe you could sit and stand in your window or something, but
true.
You probably want to go outside.
Or just stick, you know, your arm outside.
Yeah. You want to go out and be in the streets. You want to be
true.
In these streets when the weather is nice and it's sunny.
And how do we do that? What's a reason to do that?
I think you got some.
I think I do.
So Candace.
Yes, indeed.
Hit us with things to do this month. What are we doing?
So the first one is happening at the Coolidge Corner Theater on April 4th to April 26th, and it's called Animania.
Animania.
Yes.
I like that.
So my question to you is, you into anime?
A little bit. It's been a while since I've watched, but
okay.
Yeah, I
got
do.
A favorite?
I go back. Like Ninja
Uh-oh.
Scroll.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
Street Fighter, you know.
Ooh.
What's the other one? I think Fist of the North Star.
Wow.
Like those.
Okay. So this is perfect because this series at the Coolidge Corner Theater is all about the anime classics, right?
Okay.
Like if you are a diehard fan or if you've never watched an anime movie before, these are the movies that you would probably put in your anime starter kit, right?
Yep.
So for example, we've got Ghost in the Shell. You know Ghost in the
Shell?
Oh,
yeah. No Ghost in the Shell.
Totally. So that is a classic film, you know, dystopian sort of cyber 2029 Japan. And we've got Major Motoko Kusanagi, who is on the hunt for a mysterious computer virus capable of infiltrating human hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we also have, like, the classic 1988 film Akira, or Akira, which is a landmark cyberpunk film that is all about post-apocalyptic Japan, swarming swarming with violent motorcycle gangs and, you know, anti-government revolutionaries, right? And this was the film that really sort of changed the world's perception of Japanese animation.
Yep.
And really sort of ushered in a new wave where people realized this isn't just for kids. This can be for everybody,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are two, I think, out of the list that I feel like are like super classic, highly recommendable. But at the same time, while this whole series is going on, the Coolidge is also presenting a new film called Suzume. This film is about a 17-year-old protagonist who she discovers some doors. And she has to figure out how to close the doors in order to prevent some devastation. That's all I can tell you
right.
In order to, like, draw you into this film. But what's nice about this series and this new film is they're being presented, again, classically with Japanese as the main language with English subtitles. But if, you know, it's hard for you to read subtitles or you're just not a fan of them, Suzume, the new film, is actually going to be presented with both the Japanese and English subtitle version, or you can opt in for an English dubbed version. And so, you know, I just love our independent movie houses because they offer us the ability to access all these classics that we may have not seen in a while or, you know, people haven't seen before, you know,
yeah.
And introduce them to a new audience.
And they introduce them in the format that they were intended to be seen.
The
right?
cinema.
In
yes,
the movies.
Exactly.
So you can get that experience.
With the community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So definitely check that out.
Get your anime on at the Coolidge Corner Theater from now until April 26th. Okay. What else you got for us?
All right. So you know I got to throw down a musical option, right?
Hit it. Let's do it.
So from April 7th to May 14th, this is a pretty long run, the Lyric Stage Company is presenting Sister Act.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. I mean, I wish she were going to be in it. But this musical, which originally did have runs in London's West End and on Broadway, Whoopi Goldberg did produce it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And it's based on her classic 1995 film, which, I mean, by classic, I mean
classic. Yeah.
But it won't have any of the songs that you're used to from the movie. It has all original songs created for the musical. This is the perfect show for families or bring your, you know, girlfriends. Always date night. We're always looking for date
always,
nights.
Always, always.
So you definitely want to check that out. And one of the other things I wanted to mention, too, is that the Lyric Stage is awesome because they often offer $5 Fridays. So if you follow them on social media, once in a while they'll offer up a Friday show for $5. They'll give you code and you can come for $5 to the show.
Love that.
Which is just absolutely cool.
Making it accessible for
totally,
the people.
We love accessibility. Otherwise, the tickets are, you know, a range of 15 to 80. So not too bad, but take a look out for those $5 Friday deals because those are really, really clutch.
That's Sister Act
mm-hmm.
at Lyric Stage Company
yep.
of Boston.
Yes.
What else you got?
So my final recommendation probably is maybe the most joyous. And it's a comedy show. We haven't talked about comedy shows
We have not
yet.
Talked about a comedy show.
And there is a venue in Boston that is like the premier.
The Wilbur.
Yes,
yeah.
The Wilbur Theater. The premier location for comedy shows. And so one that has attracted me this month is Janelle James. Janelle James, for those who don't know, is a comedian and actress who stars in Abbott Elementary
yep.
on ABC. And she has become probably the biggest scene stealer
yeah.
of that series.
Yeah.
And she's about to close out her Newly Famous tour, which I find hilarious, right? Because, the you know, she's really just blown up because of Abbott Elementary.
She's hilarious.
She is so
that
funny.
Role was made for her.
It was made for her. And it's also an amazing role because if anybody hasn't seen it, she plays Principal Ava Coleman, who is kind of corrupt.
Yeah.
A little disagreeable, but also a lot lovable,
yes.
right? These moments when you think that you really can't stand this principal, they then, like, twist it around and you realize how much you actually love her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes a really special actress to be able to do something like that.
Yep.
But what's amazing about this is, like, she may be newly famous to all of us, but she's been on the road
she's been out here.
And doing stand-up for a long time. Yep. So it's really exciting to see her being nominated for Golden Globes and Emmys. But like, this is an opportunity for us to witness her do
her thing.
Her thing, this right? Is, yep. What she's known for. And the tickets are so affordable for this. They range from $28 to $35. Like, let me tell you, when Janelle James comes back to Boston after this, they're not going to be
right.
that.
Right.
And they've been flying. So yeah. This is like my hot ticket recommendation. Like, get the remainder of these tickets before they go.
All right. So that's Janelle James, mm-hmm. the great Janelle James.
The amazing Janelle James on her newly famous tour.
At the Wilbur Theater.
Yes.
On Sunday, April 23rd.
At 7 p.m.
Candace, I love all of these recommendations, and I'm making a note. I'm writing them all down, because this month, I have no idea what I'm getting into. So,
well, there you go. I've started you off on your journey, Daryl.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. It's time. We got to bring it home.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us what's going on at City Space.
All right. We've got a lot going on, but I want to highlight one particular week. And this is the first time that City Space has said, hey, Earth Day is happening, and we want to do an entire series dedicated to Earth Day. So we're calling it Earth Week, and we're doing three events that are all about climate change and the environment and protecting our planet.
So funny you mentioned that.
Hmm,
because we at The Common are working on a series.
Look at that.
About climate change.
Synergy.
Amazing.
To use a buzzword.
I mean, it's almost like I should probably host one of those events.
Maybe. Look at him trying to slide into City Space on The Common. Let me tell you about the events that we're doing. So on Tuesday the 18th, we are doing a Science Friday climate fair for families from 4 to 8. And so we're going to have a whole bunch of different organizations in the city who are going to show different experiments, and kids or families can come and learn about everything from, like, how trees can tell us about the world that we live in to what can we learn from frogs. And then on Friday the 21st, we are doing something we have never done before, which is a special Choose Your Own Adventure night at City Space, all inspired by disaster movies. So we are allowing you, the audience, to help us stop a world-ending climate threat.
Yeah, what are the movies?
Oh, I can't spoil that.
Okay.
I can't spoil
one
that.
One comes to mind. Can I guess one?
Okay.
Go Day on. After Tomorrow?
Obviously!
You right? Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. So you got one, but if you want to know what the rest of them are, you have to come to this event. You, the audience, are going to be in control. You will decide where we get to go on this journey, and we're going to have a conversation, actually, about could any of this stuff ever happen? And if so, what do we need to do to stop it for real? Mm-hmm. Or can we even stop it for real?
Listen to The Commons Climate Change Series.
That's it. And the last event is a Climate Hope concert, right? So we're going to bring it back with joy after we've talked about
disaster. A Climate Hope concert?
A Climate Hope concert.
All right.
So we're partnering with this organization called Multiverse that does classical concerts combined with conversations about science. And so this one's all going to be about climate change. So it's going to be a mixture of music and stories and conversation from different scientists throughout the city. Really interesting. Lots of visuals. And hopefully we can end on joy.
That's so important in the climate change conversation.
Absolutely.
Is to, you know, we're trying to hold off the pending disasters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The flooding, the excessive heat, and all the consequences of that. But we're here now.
We're here now.
You know?
Exactly.
We can still enjoy ourselves and live our lives, hopefully in a sustainable way.
Right?
So all is not lost. There's still hope and possibility.
There's still hope.
You know?
And really, it's just, you know, sometimes we need to be reminded that while there is gloom and doom, like, we're all part of the solution, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so if we want to get, you know, more out of the headspace of gloom and doom and into a headspace of this is possible, we can fix things, sometimes you need a series on the Common
mm-hmm.
or at City Space
mm-hmm.
to remind you of just that.
Candace, thank you so much for coming through to the Common. This is always a joy. Always. Thank
Seriously,
you.
One of the best things I get to do every month. So thank you for having me.
That's Candace Springer, Assistant Director of WBUR's City Space. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts on things to do this month, please hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBURTheCommon, or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan, with help this week from Wilder Fleming and Nora Sachs. And it's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas. And it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.